طيب الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We reached the point where we were asking the following question. If a person assumes the ihram for Umrah before the month of Hajj and then completes it in the month of Hajj, is this considered tamattu? No, that's the correct answer. It is not considered tamattu. Now, he assumes the Umrah. Yes, he assumes the Umrah before the months of Hajj and then completes it before the months of Hajj. Is this also considered tamattu? The answer is, that's right. So this is not considered tamattu. Now the third situation, he assumes the Umrah, the Ihram for Umrah, during the months of Hajj and completes that in the months of Hajj. Is this considered tamattu? The answer is, so all done in the month of Hajj, so this is considered tamattu. Yes. Now, assume he finishes the Umrah, the person finishes the Umrah. So he finishes the Tawaf and the Sa'i. And there remains only a few days for Hajj, for the 8th. Should he go for complete shaving, in case he is a man of course, or shortening the hair only? In order to finish the ihram. Complete shave or shortening? Yes, he should shorten the hair in order to have some left for the after he finishes the Hajj. Now, concerning the Qiran. Here, he enters the state of ihram for Hajj and Umrah jointly. So he says, Labbayka Umratan wa Hajja. Labbayka Umrah wa Hajja. O Allah, here I am responding to you in doing or performing Umrah and Hajj. لبيك اللهم بعمرة وحج. This is قران. Or he may say لبيك حجا وعمرة. O Allah, here I am responding to you in Hajj and Umrah. As to the Ifrad, as to the third type, he enters the state of Ifrad. Ifrad having Hajj only, he says the Talbiyah, لبيك اللهم بحج. لبيك اللهم بحج. O Allah, here I am responding to you entering the state of Hajj. By entering the state of Ihram for Hajj, he says لبيك حجا, or لبيك اللهم بحج. لبيك اللهم بحج. Now, which is better, the Quran or Ifrad? The Quran, the joint, or the Ifrad, the singular, by Hajj? The answer is, the one who brings the sacrificial animal with him, then there is no doubt that the Quran is better for him. And even if he doesn't bring the animal with him, then Al-Quran is better. Because he brings two rituals. With the Quran, he brings Umrah and Hajj. With the Ifrad, he brings only Hajj. One ritual. These are, in summary, the three types of Hajj. The Talbiyah, you heard the Talbiyah. The Talbiyah is to say Labbaik Allahumma, and then you mention the type, and then you mention the type of Hajj. So if you go for Tamattu', okay, then you say Labbaik Allahumma Umrah, and then on the 8th you say Labbaik Allahumma Hajj. After you terminate the Umrah and comes the 8th day, you enter the state of Ihram for Hajj. For the Quran, you say Labbaik Allahumma Umratan wa Hajj, bi Umrah wa Hajj, jointly bi Umrah wa Hajj. How, you know, how to do this, enter into Umrah and Hajj? First way to do it is to enter the state of Umrah, then join to it, add to it that of Hajj before commencing the Tawaf, before performing the Tawaf. This is one form. The other form is to enter the Hajj first, then join the Umrah with it. And there is difference of opinion between the scholars concerning the second one. Some scholars concerning the second form, to enter the Hajj first, then join the Umrah with it. Some of the scholars say this is not permissible, because here you are joining that which is lesser, the minor or the lesser, with the greater, with the major. The second is permissibility. Because of the hadith of Aisha, where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam entered the state of Ihram for Hajj, then Jibreel alayhi salam came to him and commanded him and told him, Salli fi hadha al-wadi al-mubarak, perform salah in this valley, meaning the valley of the Hulayfa, and say, he told him, Umrah fi Hajj. Umrah fi Hajja, or Umrah wa Hajja. Umrah in Hajj, or Hajj jointly with Umrah. So this indicates the permissibility to join the Umrah to the Hajj. These are some related matters which are of benefit. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This concludes these points of benefits concerning the types of Hajj.